Control transformers, sizing, VA, and testing. What a control transformer does. How VA rating sizes it to the connected load. How to test the primary and secondary with a meter. Why transformers burn out. And the rules for multi-tap primaries and systems with two transformers, phasing and the common. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. The control transformer is what makes the 24 volts control circuit possible. It takes line voltage on the primary 120 volts or 240 volts and steps it down to 24 volts on the secondary to power the thermostat, contactor coil, gas valve, relays, and the rest of the low voltage controls. It's a dumb, reliable part. Until it's overloaded or shorted, then it's the thing that died and took the whole system down with it. How it works? A transformer is two coils of wire sharing a magnetic core. Line voltage on the primary creates a changing magnetic field. That field induces a lower voltage on the secondary because the secondary has fewer turns. The turns ratio sets the voltage ratio, e.g., 120 volts to 24 volts is a 5:1 ratio. There's no electrical connection between primary and secondary. They're magnetically coupled and electrically isolated. VA voltamps is the transformer's power rating. Its capacity to supply current at 24 volts. VA equals volts times amps. A 40 VA transformer at 24 volts can supply about 40 divided by 24, about 1.67 amps on the secondary, continuously. Every load you energize contactor coil, gas valve, relays, the stat draws some VA. Add them up and the transformer has to be rated for at least that total, with margin. Overload it and it overheats and fails or pops its internal slash inline fuse if it has one. Multi-tap primary. Many transformers have multiple primary leads, commonly 120 volts, 208 volts, and 240 volts taps, so the same transformer works on different supply voltages. You connect the line to the tap that matches your actual supply and cap off the unused tap. Put 240 volts on the 120 volts tap and you'll cook it. Put 120 volts on the 240 volts tap, and the secondary output sags too low to pull in the loads. In the field, testing a control transformer with a meter, primary first, with power on, read the line voltage across the two primary leads you've connected, e.g., L1 to the 240 volts tap. You should see your supply voltage about 120 or about 240 volts. No primary voltage equals the problem is upstream breaker, disconnect, wiring. The transformer isn't even being fed. Secondary. Read across the two secondary leads R and C side. A healthy transformer with proper primary voltage puts out about 24 to 28 volts AC. Primary good, but secondary 0 volts to transformer is open slash failed or its fuse slash internal link is blown. Replace it. Secondary present but sags badly under load to undersized or failing. Ohm check power off. You can ohm the primary and secondary windings. Both should read a low resistance continuity, not open. Open winding equals dead transformer. A shorted winding is harder to catch with ohms. The load test slash secondary voltage tells you more. Sizing a replacement. Match or exceed the original bead A. Match the primary voltage, set the right tap, and confirm the secondary is 24 volts. When in doubt, going up in VA e.g. 40 VA where a 40 was is fine. Never go under the connected load. Add up coil VA ratings if you're adding loads. Normal values and targets. Secondary output. About 24 volts nominal commonly reads about 24 to 28 volts AC. Common residential VA sizes. 40 VA is typical for a furnace slash air handler control. Larger systems or systems with extra relay slash accessories may use larger. Current capacity. VA divided by 24 volts equals secondary amps. 40 VA about 1.67 amps. 75 VA about 3.1 amps. Primary tap options. Commonly 120/208/240 volts multi-tap. Connect the tap matching your supply. Cap the rest. Primary voltage reading should equal your supply about 120 or about 240 volts across the connected primary leads. Common faults and what they mean. Secondary 0 volts. Primary good. Transformer open slash burned out or its fuse blown. Replace. Then find why it died short or overload so the new one doesn't follow it. Transformer keeps burning out. Almost always a downstream short RTC short in the thermostat cable or a pinched wire or chronic overload, too many loads for the VA. Find the short or upsize the VA. Don't just keep replacing. Secondary low e.g. 16 to 18 volts. Loads won't pull in. Primary on the wrong tap. 240 volts applied to the 240 volts tap is correct. But 240 volts supply on a tap expecting more, or 120 volts on a 240 volts tap, an overloaded transformer sagging or failing winding. No primary voltage, upstream, breaker slash fuse, disconnect, door switch, wiring. The transformer's innocent. Hot slash buzzing transformer, overload or impending failure. Check the connected VA and look for a partial short. Tech tips and gotchas. Set the right primary tap. This is a classic field mistake on multi-tap transformers. 240 volts on the 120 volts tap destroys it on contact. The wrong tap the other way leaves the secondary too weak to energize the contactor. Verify your supply and land the matching tap. A transformer that keeps dying is telling you something. There's a short or an overload. Replacing it without finding the cause just burns money and transformers. Isolate per the low voltage troubleshooting method. Two transformers in one system to mind the common and phasing. Some systems, for example, separate furnace and add-on cooling or zoning have two transformers. If you ever tie two 24 volts secondaries together or share a common between equipment, they must be in phase, or you can get about 0 volts or about 48 volts between them and pop fuses slash smoke boards. The safe default, keep the two control circuits isolated, remove the RH slash RC jumper at the stat so each transformer powers its own side. Only bond commons when the equipment slash zoning instructions specifically call for it, and verify phasing. VA adds up. Adding a relay, a zone panel, a humidifier, solenoid, etc. adds VA load. If you're piling accessories onto a 40 VA transformer, check the math or move to a bigger transformer slash dedicated transformer for the accessory. Isolation is a feature. Because primary and secondary aren't electrically connected, the 24 volts side is safer to work on, but the primary side is still full line voltage. Respect it. Safety slash code notes. The primary side is line voltage 120 slash 240 volts. De-energize at the disconnect before working on primary connections or replacing the transformer. The secondary 24 volts is a class 2 circuit. Protect it appropriately and don't defeat its fuse. A persistent short should be found, not fused around. When tying control circuits together across two transformers, zone in slash, add on equipment, follow the equipment manufacturer's instructions for common bonding and phasing, mismatched phasing, and damage controls. Match primary voltage tap to the actual supply per the transformer's listing.